Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Hey everybody, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Hall of Famer Leanne Whippin, as usual, my co-pilot, and Jess Pryles today. And Jess, this is the part of the show where you can swear.
Yes. So
we don't have to take the damn stuff out for the FCC and all that. So
right. Love to hear that, because I don't know if you know, but Australians are really good at swearing. So.
Oh, yes. I'm aware.
Leanne, have you ever been?
I have not. And my cousin lived there for years and I wanted to go while she was there. And now she's in New York now. So no.
You'll have to come down one day.
It's a long trip, but I'm sure it's worth it.
Trust me, I was down there. I came back. I flew the next day to Memphis in May. I came home and I flew back to Australia. So I was in the US for 4 days between that flight. So yeah. I don't know if it's going to affect like my height, like when you're in space and you get shorter, but
yeah.
Just watch this space to see how long-term international travel affects you.
The only thing that affected on me was my butt. Sitting in the seat for so long.
Yeah, 16 hours is rough.
Yeah. Well, from where I live, you had to go. First time I went Portland, San Francisco, Honolulu, Auckland, Sydney, then up to Brisbane. Okay. And that was like 34 hours in that tube. Second time,
you can do direct from San Francisco. So
yeah, and then second time I went direct from Los Angeles. I flew to LA, then it was 14 hours from LA to Sydney.
Dallas, Houston, LA, San Francisco, and they're working on a direct to New York, which is going to be the longest flight in the world.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. So are you ready for some of these questions?
Heck yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go. What would you say your success to failure ratio is when you're creating a new dish or seasoning?
70-30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're the first person that ever just popped out an answer on that. I like that. If you could cook for and then dine with a historical figure, who would it be and what would be on the menu?
Ooh, I don't know about a historical figure, but I do have an answer for... I don't know if you guys have been in this situation, but there is a fictional character who I just think is one of the greatest characters in the world. I wish that this person existed in real life. I'm not sure if y'all have watched 30 Rock, but there's a character in there called Jack Donaghy, played by Alec Baldwin. Mm-hmm. And he is hilarious and smart and funny. And I always like get upset that he doesn't exist in real life. Because I would love to meet him. Alec Baldwin, not so much, but this character.
I got it.
So I'd say Jack Donaghy, and I would say that the dish would be a really, really nice high-end ribeye, because I feel like he's eaten in a lot of great steakhouses and Michelin-starred restaurants. So I'd pick like really interesting beef as well. So maybe something with like a Wagyu cross or something. They're doing this really cool meat out of Australia that's like old, retired cattle, like 7-year-old cows that has wild flavor to it. So it would be an interesting, like nerdy kind of cut, cooked really, really well with a really good gin martini.
There you go. Have you ever eaten haggis?
I have not. My general offal, I guess you call it here, policy is always try it once, but I've yet to find an innard that I have thoroughly enjoyed.
Okay. What is the the hottest new thing that you've seen to help people cook, a product, a seasoning, maybe it's out of your stuff or maybe it's out of somebody else's, but something that's hit the market, say in the last 6 months that you went, oh, wow.
I don't know if I've seen anything that new. I'll tell you two things. One will be gratuitous self-promotion, which is we have Hardcore Carnivore disposable cutting boards that completely change the game for food safety and convenience. Mm-hmm. The other is probably, honestly, that barbecue tote that squishes down so you can use it as a board.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it pops back up so that you can marinate in it, and it helps capture seasoning too. So that thing's pretty dynamic.
Yeah, I like that. It's actually, I saw one in Sam's Club. They actually have one in Sam's Club.
Really?
Yep.
Awesome. Will you send me one? We don't have Sam's Club up here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'll have to.
Jess, if you could work with one of your barbecue heroes, who would it be?
I want to say, it's been a long time since I got to cook with Billy Durney, and I love watching him on his journey as he learned to learn and then excel and then master Texas barbecue. I just got to cook with Pat Martin for season two, and that was amazing. So I feel like I've gotten to have a lot of amazing experiences with a lot of very talented people. So
good.
That's great.
Yeah, it's very special.
This is kind of right up your alley here. How would you change, if any changes were needed, food shows on television?
Well,
should we tell her what John Marcus said?
No.
Sure.
He said, cancel them all.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've just seen too much behind the green curtain kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I understand the complications of them. Like, I understand that, you know, a small example that maybe your audience hasn't considered yet. When you were working with a film crew, they have union, or they have like standards, like they have, if they're 12 hours on, they have to have 12 hours off. So you can't say to them like, oh, rest a little bit during the day, and then we'll film into the night, the brisket going on, and then film it during the night, and then in the next day. So a lot of the times, just the fact that other people are working to capture those TV shows is mainly what prevents us from doing them, I suppose, true to life. And that's why you see in a lot of the barbecue competition shows, like, oh, you've got 5 hours to cook a brisket, which, you know, is certainly possible for competition style, but you're certainly not going to make Texas style brisket in 5 hours. So I think it's great, because I think those shows are great because they expose so many people to an audience that just loves them, and it continues that growth of barbecue. I mean, that was the whole point of Barbecue Pitmasters, right? Mm-hmm. That it just blew it wide open for people. I didn't know that competition barbecue existed before I saw that show, and it changed for so many people. So I would nearly just try and more educate the public on, like, this is why you see it be the way that it is. And it's not perfect, but at least we have barbecue shows, because we would rather have them than not.
There you go. What has been the absolute best day of your life so far?
Oh, I know what I'm supposed to say.
Say whatever you want.
Meeting my husband, getting married. It was my wedding. My wedding was pretty cool, and I do like my husband a lot, so that helps. But
yeah, that does help.
I've got to be, you know, honestly, there's not one. I became a U.S. citizen this year. That was awesome. Like, getting my degree was awesome, or my certificate. Like, you know, getting Hardcore Carnivore into certain stores. There's just been all these milestones. And I think really, when you're someone who just like is driven and achieves, you can also have a little bit of imposter syndrome, where the highs you get from these achievements become lower and lower because you're chasing the next one. So I don't have a single day that is my best day.
Fair enough.
But I like that, because it means that I do more.
Yes. I agree.
So if Leanne, Hall of Famer, declared Jess Pryles supreme ruler of barbecue for one day, Just one. What would you decree as supreme ruler?
Oh my God, that's just such a good question. And it's nearly got me stumped, honestly. What? Tell me some of the weird answers you've had in the past on that while I consider.
People,
you know, don't cook over gas.
Yeah, don't cook over gas grills.
That's for sure.
You know, like we were saying a few minutes ago, don't turn your steaks, or don't be afraid to turn your steaks, depending on who was answering the question.
I'd honestly probably get decree that the perfect 45 degree grill mark is no longer allowed in steak advertising because it's perpetuating a myth.
I like that. What's your absolute favorite non-barbecue food or dish?
I do love pizza, not gonna lie. The irony is that I love vegetarian pizza, which is very shameful, but I and anything Tex-Mex. I try and go to Mexico a lot, like all of the use of the chilies and
so
let's go with Tex-Mex, final answer.
Okay. Do you remember the first thing you ever got in trouble for as a kid?
I stayed out of trouble a lot as a kid. I remember my mom like spanking me once. I have no idea what it was for, because you remember more the fact that you got spanked than what you actually did.
Right.
But I was very much like a, if a teacher tells you to do something, you better do that because they're an authority figure. So
I got it.
You were a good girl.
I know. I don't have any great, like, horrible dirt stories for you.
No, that's all right. What's one thing you really miss about your 20s or going to school in college or whatever?
Not hurting when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Like getting out of bed and not having to go, oh, stretch, neck. That's one thing that I miss about my 20s.
The hangovers weren't nearly as bad.
Oh my God, they were not. But I didn't know how to cook steak in my 20s, so.
True.
Could go either way.
Yeah.
True. Have you ever come across a food item that you just absolutely could not master cooking it?
Yes, I'm trying to remember what it was, because I've probably put it out of my mind. I mean, I don't know that I've ever cooked a perfect brisket. I cook brisket to the point where I'm comfortable teaching others how to do it, and I feel like I know how to cook a brisket. But
right.
There's so many variables in that natural product and that long cook time and what you're cooking on. I think that's why people love it, like fishing. Like, is there ever truly a perfect fish, or are you still going to keep casting your line because there's always that better one out there?
You know? Absolutely. I know you said you don't like to have regrets or anything, but if you could erase one mistake from your past, what would it be?
Oh, probably just having shitty boyfriends in my 20s. Including the one who told me that the way to cook steak was to leave it on 7 minutes for each side, no matter what steak God. It was.
No matter how thick it was, no matter what.
Yeah, that was the red flag.
Okay, let's do something more fun than talk about shitty boyfriends here. If we put your skills to music, what would the music be? Metallica?
It would be like some 80s like hair metal, like Poison, Motley Crue, Warren.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or AC/DC.
AC/DC. I was gonna say, you're from Australia, you gotta have all those boys all day long. Okay. What is the worst concert you ever attended?
Tool.
Really?
Yeah, I know that I was going to upset a lot of metalheads, and my husband went to see them this year and he's furious at me. I walked out. I just find their music incredibly boring. It was a free ticket. Like, it's just like, it insists upon itself and it keeps going on and I'm waiting for it and it's not happening. So that wasn't great.
Okay.
Sorry.
No,
sorry,
that's
to the
fine.
Tool fans.
That's fine. If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
Probably a dog, because people love dogs and dogs do great things for people.
Okay.
Yeah. Pitbull.
Pitbull. Okay. What's the biggest change you think should be made mandatory in competition barbecue?
Well, this is weird, and it's a little bit outside of my purview because I haven't been involved in comp barbecue for a very, very long time, but I want more liberty around presentation.
Legal? I like that.
Because I feel like that would really open up some interesting opportunities.
Huh. Ms. Whippen, you have a comment on that?
I agree with her, but at the same time, a lot of people get upset when they talk about presentation because of the garnish and that sort of thing. So presentation, yeah, I agree with what you're saying, but that's what I like about the World Food Championships is because, you know, it's a lot more open and it's more creative. And I will say it does affect the proteins and how they cut it and how they present it. That restriction that they have, I agree, it should be lifted somehow. It's a fine line.
It is, because I think, you know, I know that a lot of what's currently in competition barbecue is there because it's evolved to be that. It's not that, mm-hmm. that someone sat down and said, this is what it must look like. Someone won mm-hmm. with it looking like that. Other people then made theirs look like that. And it sort of naturally evolves repeat. Like that. Mm-hmm. But I agree exactly with what you're saying, Leanne, like just more flexibility. I think the thing that surprises a lot of people about competition, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, is they think that it's like, you go along to this competition and you cook the best barbecue thing you can think of. And if you have the most delicious thing, you win. That's a traditional competition, like a chili cook-off. Mm-hmm. And I think that people who aren't involved at all are surprised to hear, no, it's a very specific protein that's done in a very specific way. The judges, whether they're supposed to be not biased or not, do expect to see a certain thing. And so Yeah, it's a really, really different world altogether.
Mm-hmm. You got a favorite movie?
Probably Super Troopers. It's hilarious. And I quote it all the time. Yeah. Although I do love Blazing Saddles. Blazing Saddles also is up there.
Yeah, I saw, you probably heard this joke, but Blazing Saddles has been edited for television. It'll air between 2:01 and 2:05 in the afternoon.
Can't cancel the whole thing.
Cancel the whole thing. What do you think, Jess, is the hardest thing about owning your own business?
Perspective. Asking for help. For me, the toughest thing is handing over instead of wanting to keep control over everything. And you need to hand over if you're going to grow.
Yep.
Okay.
Gotta let it go. You gotta let it go. Yeah.
couple more here. What's your favorite day contain? A fantasy day for Jess Proud.
She what has them it? Every day.
Is that gin?
It is, but I wish you hadn't pointed that out.
Okay.
There's a whole, no, it's water. Leisurely wake up, which still probably means I'm getting up at 7 after a really good night's sleep. Get up, great breakfast. Something is organized where I go and see friends. I'm probably out on a ranch somewhere. Maybe they're there with me. And there's just this great cook up. Plan for the afternoon with no pressure. No one films anything. There's no time that you have to have it ready by. It's just all of this amazing food that you have that you're going to just kind of make as a big grazing afternoon and really like nerd out on the cooking process and enjoying the food itself and enjoying the company.
Is there cold beer involved?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different alcohol involved.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yes.
Good. Okay, what would be your last meal if you were on death row? And I know they still have that in Texas, so it's applicable down there. Not for you, but
I was going to say, he is hoping I don't have to find out, JT, but yeah. I would say a ribeye steak, real aggressive sear, really good sourdough, really good Irish butter.
That's it?
Yep.
That's it.
I mean, you don't have to count calories or anything at that point. You can do whatever you want.
And with a never-ending spinalis.
Okay. Yeah, all right. All right.
Because if it never ends, they can never put me to death.
There you go.
That is true. Jess, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. A lot of fun.
Thank you.
We'll have
this
to
was
do
so
it.
Fun.
I we'll am have... looking forward to the new show September 23rd. I marked my calendar.
Thank you, Leanne.
Yeah.
Your channel.
Perfect. Right. I'm excited for y'all to see it. For sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I am. And I don't get that excited about certain media things anymore, but yours I'm
just
looking
glad
forward to
it's
seeing.
Not like a game show format. No. You know, this is like the real deal. I can't wait.
It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of me in it. There's a lot of humor. It's interesting. It's not a dump and stir. So there's a little couple tips. I'm not going to ramble on about it. I'll just tell you I'm very proud about it. So thank you.
I like that. It's not a dump and stir. I love that. That is absolutely.
Have you seen the final cuts?
Yes. So I've seen all of the episodes. Oh, that's another extraordinary part, right?
So you usually don't see anything.
They sent all of them to me to make sure that you know, everything was edited correctly, like they didn't put anything out of order. They're like hyper-conscious that they want things to be correct and use the correct section in the correct thing. Yeah, it's a beautiful show. It's really beautifully shot.
Is it an hour long?
It's only 30 minutes. So
30 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, just me.
No,
I'm very surprised.
You know, it is what it is, but I guess it's better for this ADHD generation, right?
Right.
Yeah, they give them that and a Xanax, and off you go.
Enjoy.
Okay. Yeah, enjoy.
Well, just get some rest.
Yes. Tell everybody real quick, too, again, where they can find you on all the social media platforms and find your products, etc.
Yeah, you can find Hardcore Carnivore under Hardcore Carnivore on the website and social media. And all my stuff is under my name, Jess Pryles, JessPryles. Show's called Hardcore Carnivore.
Very good. This is your last golf clap for today, but that's very good. All right. Thank you very much, Jess.
Thank y'all.
Leanne and I will be back, of course, with another show coming shortly. And we hope you all have a good week. Remember our motto here, turn it, don't burn it. Take care, everybody.